Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the devil's always wanting to use your mouth. He's always wanting to use you to hurt somebody. He wants to bring thoughts to your mind, and he wants you to say stuff. That's why you shouldn't just say everything that crosses your mind. You examine it. Amen. And don't let the enemy use your hands. Don't let him use your body. Don't let him use your mind. Don't let him use your mouth. We're sanctified unto God for his exclusive use. And purposes. Well, we talked about how that love builds up, love edifies, love gives. The chief expression of love is giving. God so loved the world that he gave. And then last week we talked about how that love serves. Love serves, and it doesn't do it in depression. It does it gladly, like the apostle said. In fact, let's turn there and look at it again. In 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Man, I like this verse. I have it underlined. Stars by it. If I could just find it. Second Corinthians 12 and 15. I didn't write it down this morning. Second Corinthians 12 and 15. The Apostle Paul, whom I believe represented the Lord so very well, and he said this in 2 Corinthians 12, 15, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Now, Jesus went into detail. We won't turn there and look at it. But in the gospel accounts, do you remember how that Jesus talked about loving others? And he said, not just loving people that do good to you, but even talked about loving your enemy. He said, if you salute your neighbor, or if you give to somebody who gave to you, you love somebody who loves you. He said, sinners do that. Right? But loving somebody who doesn't love you, doing good to somebody who did evil to you, that's the divine love, isn't it? That's the love of God. And here he's saying that he, not just that he would spend and be spent, but he'd do it how? Gladly. He would do it very gladly. Now, please notice those words, because the moment that you get into this, I don't know, it's a false love and it's a false humility that people talk about, well, we just have to lay down our lives for the Lord. And we just have to keep giving till it hurts. And we just have to give it all, if that's what it takes, and start crying. Huh? Is that what Paul said? Paul said, we're laying it all on the line, brother. We're giving it all. Because we love God. It's hard. It's hard. But we're doing it. Mm-mm. See, that's wrong. Amen. Did you know 1 Corinthians 13 talks about how you could give everything you've got? You could give all your money and all your stuff, even give your body to be burned. And if you didn't do it in love, the God kind of love, it profits nothing.
That's right.
And this is one of the telltale signs that you are doing it in the God kind of love. You do it willingly. You do it gladly. I've had people tell me before that the Lord dealt with them to give something to the ministry. I don't mean one time. I don't know how many times. And they said, man, I didn't want to do it. I said, well, keep it. Amen. Well, I want to obey God. Well, then obey Him. So, yeah, I've had people, you know, they're like, they want me to talk them into it. I'm not going to talk you into it. Well, you'll miss out on that blessing. Somebody else will do it and get your blessing. Mm-mm, no. I've had people call me up before. If I tell you some of this stuff, you'd probably, your mouth would drop. I've had people call me up and tell me what the Lord told them to do recently, for this church. Big stuff. Stuff that the Lord told them to do for our ministry or for us. And then call me back the next day and say, you know, you didn't act too excited when I told you that. See, they're looking at me. They're wanting to see if I will act in such a way to merit their great generosity. Right. And what they don't realize is they probably need to give it more than I should receive it. Amen. Did you hear me? Yes. I'm telling you, this ain't about me. It's about God. Yes. It's about the work of God. People get their eyes on men. They get their eyes on people and go, well, let me just watch him a while and see if I think he merits my support. Well, no, you need to hear from God. Amen. He's going to lead you right. That's right. Amen. And if he doesn't lead you to do it, then I don't care what kind of sad stories they tell, then don't do it. But if he leads you to do it, I don't care whether they look like they need it or don't, or you think they deserve it. You better obey God. Let me just let you in a little clue here. People walking by faith are not going to look like they need it. Amen. They're not going to sound like they need it. Amen. You hear them talking, they're going to just keep telling you about how every need is met. Hallelujah. How every bill is paid. Why? Because if you're in faith, that's what you're believing. Amen. That's what you're expecting. That's what you're doing. You're not going to go around poor mouthing. I like one fellow told, he said, you know, he'd got a new pair of shoes, real expensive. And the preacher told him, you know, you ought not wear them shoes in the meeting. People will see them shoes and they won't give. He says, if you got an old pair, you know, it's got a hole in the bottom or something, you know, wear them. And then when you're up on the platform, you can cross your legs, you know, and people can see that hole. Well, if I have to do that, I think I'll do something else. How many know we don't have to do that? No, God is a big God and he's faithful to provide. Amen. And you don't have to pull on people and you don't have to try to con people. You don't have to pour mouth. You get in faith. You sow your seed. You believe God and he will deal with people. Amen. He'll deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. He will deal with them. Amen. And that doesn't mean they have to obey him now. They don't have to obey. But if they don't, he will deal with somebody else. And if that person doesn't obey, he will deal with somebody. If he has to go through 100 people, he'll find. If he has to get a little dog to bring it in a paper sack and sit it on your doorstep, that's not far-fetched. He had ravens fly in bread, meat every day. He can do it. How many? Everybody say he can do it. He has ways. He has connections. Yes, he does. And how come us talking about that? Well, I'll very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. It's not based on what you do for me. This divine love. You know, you'll hear people talk about being in love, falling in love, and then falling out of love. And we got a divorce rate today that is off the charts. And people are changing partners like trading in cars. And covenant means nothing. Standing up before your families and before the Lord and before people and saying, I commit in a covenant in this relationship, it means nothing to people. Well, when the thrill is gone, they're gone. And the reason being is because people don't even understand love. They don't know what love is. You know, people say, I love my car. And I love the Rams, and I love pizza, and I love you. Well, more than the pizza, Less than your car? Where do I fit in here? No. And people, when they say, oh, we're in love. Whew, man. Wow. I love you. I need you. No, you just got through saying you love yourself. I love you. I need you. It's got nothing to do with loving them.
That's right.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
I'm just giving you a quick example of how messed up the world is concerning what they call love. You don't know real love until you know the love of God.
Amen.
You don't walk in real love. You don't love people truly until you love them as God loves you.
Amen.
I love you. I need you is self-love. You say, I love you. Oh, I can't live without you. I have to have you in my life. I love you. Well, I've heard people talk that way about cars. Oh, it's me and you, car. I got to take you home. Huh? You're saying, I love what you do for me. I love how you make me feel. I love, you fill a place in my heart and life, and I love me, so naturally I love it when you do something for me. It's all self-love. But you get into divine love when you're not enjoying what people do for you. When you don't even like being around them. Where they've done wrong to you, they've hurt you. And yet, by faith, you do good for them. He said, though you love me less. I mean, they were into this thing where Paul, the Lord used them to get them started as a church. But then some other folk rolled in that claimed that they were some big something. And they kind of threw Paul on the side. And they're making much of these people who are just in the flesh and false apostles. And he said, yeah, but he said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, even though the more I love you, looks like the less you're going to love me. God loves us, even when we didn't love him. Can you say amen? Everybody say very gladly.
Amen.
Now you're here in Galatians. Just flip over just a couple of pages. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Galatians 5. And let's look at verse 13 again. Galatians 5:13. He said, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Have we been made free? But are we made free to just do whatever we want to do? No, we've been made free. Like we said last week, we've been saved to serve.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.